you need power. Anybody need some power? Understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing.
Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My, my, my. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Sister done had it.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I'm like the songwriter. He said that they're not finished singing, and I'm telling you, I'm not finished praising him this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Everybody that has breath in their body, praise the Lord right now. Wherever you're at right now, just shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the highest, to the top. Just give it everything that you got. I say good morning to you all over God's beautiful land. We just thank you again this morning for making God your number one priority by meeting him and being in his presence at the executive meeting, where you will continue to eat his daily manna and continue to be your thirst is continue to be, you will thirst no more. You will continue to receive his living water. And that is, it is no other place greater at this time, at this moment, because you are at the table with the Lord in his presence, just seeing how majestic he is, how loyal he is, how committed, how dedicated. So it does not matter where you're at around this world. Just know that we are in one place right now, in our Father's presence. We are in one place right now where we are able to come together as one. You may be hundreds of thousands of miles away. I may be only 5 miles away from the next person. But one thing we know, God is everywhere, and he loves us all unconditionally. So I say again, good morning. Just give God the praises that he deserves, because he is so worthy. Because this is the day that he hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad of the new mercy that he has given us. So no matter where you're at, again, never stop your praise. Never, no matter what your situation is, because one thing that we do know, in 2 Chronicles 20, when Jehoshaphat and his clan was out fighting a battle, they were given, where a battle was being fought, they were given praise, and the praise confused the enemy. The praise confused the enemy. So just whatever, continue to praise God. If you feeling some type of way this morning, get up and give him praise, and just give him a jug, give him a dance, give him a wave your hand. Just act like you don't care, because you know who our Father is. Good morning, Minister Shakita. I'm just so on fire this morning, just thanking God for life. Nothing else, just thanking him for life that he shows me this morning. So y'all forgive me if I'm a little bit hyped, but I'm hyped for a good reason, that I am in the presence of the Lord. He said he woke me up. I'm in my right mind. I'm able to drink. I have a roof over my head. I have employment. I have everything that I need right now in this moment. So I am very hyped and very grateful. I have an attitude of gratitude that nobody on this day, this wonderful Wednesday, will be able to take away from me. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us on in prayer.
Good morning, evangelists, and good morning, saints. And thank you again for tuning in with us at our executive meeting. And thank you, God, for coming in with us again, God, sending in and gracing us with your presence, oh, God. It is a blessing, oh, God. We love you, oh, God, for this day, for you, God. We thank you, God. As I increase in you, oh, God, and decrease in me, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, oh, God, for this day, oh, God. This is a day in newness, oh God. We thank you for the newness of a day, oh God. The day, God, a day to us just to get it right, oh God. Again, oh God, to try again, oh God, to do to do your work, oh God, to walk into you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this anointing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this blessing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the things that you're doing for us right now, oh God. We thank you for the thing. We thank you for the moving of the weariness, oh God. We thank you for the movingness of the burdens, oh God. We thank you for the moving of the worries, oh God. We move the moving of the stress, oh God. The moving of the pain, oh God. We thank you for these things, oh God. We know these is truly, truly blessings unto you, oh God. We thank you for the added peace, the added joy, the added blessing, oh God, that you give us, oh God, for this day, oh for God. We shall walk with you and talk with you and commune with you, God, and pray with you, God, and seek your face, oh God. We thank you, God, for this and this day, oh God, for all the things that you're doing for us, oh God. And this is the day, God, we know that you have made, God. We will bask in it, God, joyfully, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the things that you're doing for us, oh God. The things that we do not know, God, the things that you are working for us in advance, oh God. The things that you are moving out of our way, oh God. The things that you're putting in place, oh God. We thank you for all these things, God. We know that you add us joy, God, and all the things that you do, God, add us no mercy, oh God. For all things, God, added up to you, God, is added up to your righteousness, oh God. We thank you for all the things that you've done, oh God, for you laying down your son, God, for us, oh God. We know that, God, it's a duty and task, God, that no one can fathom to do, oh God, but you, God, had them. You had them. You do it, God. You did it, God. You did it for us, oh God. And I thank you, God, for doing it, oh God. For truly, oh God, I was able to walk into you, oh God. I thank you, God, for giving me the ability, oh God, to even say your name, God, to walk into your presence, oh God, to love on you, oh God. I thank you, God, for this, oh God. It's a joy, it's a peace, oh God. But no man can give me, oh God. Only you have given me, oh God. I thank you, God, for this, oh God. Forevermore, God, I shall praise your name, oh God. From here to the heavens, oh God. May you listen to my voice, and God, and hear our praise, oh God. We thank you for the people that are listening on this line, oh God. For no, God, they are here, God, to hear a word from the true men of God. And true men and women of God, oh God, we thank you, God, for them, oh God. We thank you, God, lift them up, oh God, in their spirits, oh God. We give them strength, oh God. We give them hope, oh God. May they have their walk within faith with you, oh God, and forgiveness within themselves, God, to know that you are the one that give them all. We thank you, God. We thank you for this, oh God. And it's in your name, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, God, that I praise you. Thank you, Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Amen. Amen, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, again, that has breath in their body. Take a couple of seconds. Just give God the reverence. Just let God know that you truly appreciate him. No matter what your circumstances are at this moment in time, just let God know, Father, whatever it is, I still appreciate you, Lord, because you woke me up another day, Father God. You granted me new mercies, Father God. So I can, if I didn't get it right on yesterday, Father God, I have an opportunity to get it right today. If my circumstances did not change on yesterday, Father God, I have the hope, Father God, that they will change today, Father God. I have faith, Lord Jesus, that you will do what you say that you will do, Father God. I know, Lord Jesus, that you are a part of my life, Father God. So therefore, I know that your word never comes back void, Father God. So I will continue to just praise you all the days of my life. Just remember, we have to remember who our Father is and the things that he has done for us. I think sometimes we get in a place where we just get so consumed in life that we forget about, you know, the smaller things, the little things that go on in our lives, and we'll sit and say, okay, well, that's normal, or okay, that's expected. Even if it's expected, even if the things that you go through is expected, still give God the thanks. Still acknowledge his glory that's in your life, the things that you do that glorify you. I love it when I'm talking to people and aha moment come up and they just continue to talk through the conversation and not even realize the things that they have said or even the things that they have done. And I like to stick a pin there because I want to come back, even if I continue to let you talk, I want to come back and acknowledge the God in you. And we need to start doing that with people. We are so easy. It's so easy for us to always find a negative in a person. But sometimes, even if that person has negative characteristics, there is something sometimes that we may find in a person that we can build them up. And that building takes, it builds their confidence. It builds their esteem, and it takes them into a different place. We don't always have to speak negativity. Life and death is in the tongue. Sometimes start using your tongue to speak positivity, not always negative. I just had to get that out because that's just in my heart this morning. As Minister Chiquita started praying, I just felt the need to, you know, I'm trying to just do what God has me to do at a point in time. But that has nothing to do with where we're at today. And yesterday we were still on the love theme. We talked about love. We've added mercy. We talked a little bit about forgiving and forgetting. And then yesterday when I got off the line and whatnot, I had a little short text conversation with Minister Chiquita, and I was letting her know. I said, God just not letting this forgiveness and forgetting things go. He's not releasing that. So it's I think we still need to go into that area. So this is where we're at today. But one thing about it, throughout the night, what came to me was that when love overpowers, or when love comes together with that forgiveness, when forgiveness comes to play, but the love overpowers it. And I think it's just an awesome thing when we get into a place where we're truly in that vein of agape love, when we're truly in that place where we can administer agape unconditional love in a situation where we have been wronged, or even we have did things ourselves. The first place that we always, in the teachings that I have received over the 3 years now, self is the number one person. So we can't forget. We always like to bring up whatever people do to us, or they wronged us, or they wronged this. But do we ever look at what we did, what self did, to put ourselves maybe in some type of situations, or just to being in the wrong place, or putting our mouths in something, or getting into something that we shouldn't have gotten into, and then, or something devastating happened in our lives, and we feel like that we are the reason that it happened, and we walk around so many years with unforgiveness of ourselves. And that's not how God intended that to be either. Psalms 103:12 says that he removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. And with that being said, east and west can never come together. The east and west could never come together. And this scripture is a symbolic portrait of God's forgiveness. When God forgives our sins, he separates them. He separates our sins. Just if you could just sit back and imagine all the sinful things that you have done, you yourself have done to yourself, to others, knowing and unknowingly. If God constantly, every single day, reminded us of that, we would be nothing. All of us have been tapped out by now. Everybody would have possibly been in mental asylums. They would definitely have to have them on every block. Or people would just go out and commit suicide on a daily. I'm not to say that it's not happening now. I'm talking about masses of people would do it. But that's not who God is. See, in our humanistic nature, we like to continue to dig up the ugly past. Every time, if I sit and say, if Minister Chiquita did, and I'm just using this as an example, did something to me, and I felt like it was so ugly, but she came to me, and she asked for forgiveness, she repented, she confessed, she did everything that she needed to do, as we do to our Father. We do these things. We confess our sins. We ask for forgiveness. We repent. We do those different things. And see, God, he wipes it clean. But us people, we'll sit and say, yeah, I forgave you. But soon as Minister Shapita does something else, what do? I bring back everything that she has openly, transparently confessed to make her feel some type of way, to make her hurt, to make her stay into a place where she has already, however she got out, whether she crawled out, whether she walked out, whether she ran out. And we as people, we do this all the time. I don't care if you, I know this for a fact. I have sat, and I know that you all probably feel like it's like me always saying Apostle Temple, but I'm going to tell you all this before. I'm going to set a pin this because I want to get a clarification about that. One thing about me, when God shows me something, I don't care if I use the same person or the same example over and over. Because, see, I told you all some time ago, I'm a Gideon in some situations. I ask God, God, if this like this, it's like that, show me. So I'm a person, I like to see things, and you can tell me whatever you want to tell me, but when you put it into action, it solidifies everything. It makes it solid for me. It makes it, I can sit and say, okay, I've seen it. I know that it is what it is. So now I'm going to run. One of my favorite little emojis is the lady running, because it's letting you know that let's go. I'm with you with what you got going on. I'm with you while you coming, when you bringing these words with the Bible. I'm with you because you've shown me. And see, as it relates, I have seen, I have been a part of scandal that Apostle Temple name, First Lady name, different people names have been in, and we were brutally attacked. We were our names was, our character was assassinated, all type of things. But at the end of the day, we kept pushing through. We kept, and Apostle Temple, I had a conversation with him, and if I'm not mistaken, and this was like late July of 2020, it was July of 2020, it was in the evening time, I won't forget it, and I was telling him about me with the forgiving situation, and he told me, he said, I can't sit and allow other people to block my blessings, because see, if I don't forgive them, then God can't forgive me. And I got to be in a place where God forgives me and I can keep going on. He said, Minister Nita, you can't allow people to block what God has for you. If you are true in heart and you are genuine in what you're saying and what you're doing, you got to leave stuff alone yourself, because right now you're your biggest enemy. Those were the words that was told to me. So, you know, I didn't get sucker punched. I got knocked right on out, right in the face, because when somebody's telling you the truth, you have to grab hold to it. The problem is most people don't want to hear the truth. Most people want to sit and they want to stay in that situation. Now, moving forward, even though I had that conversation with him in mid 2020, again, something else came up in a later time, and I thought, and check this out, I was talking about forgiving. I was truly walking around feeling like that I had been forgave some different people. Another situation came up, and First Lady brought it back to my attention. And you know, she was like saying, I know it's really hard, but she didn't talk about the forgiving portion of it. She said, we have to get into a place where we let it go. You know, you do not allow it to consume your mind. You do not allow it to take over your energy. You know, and so I was sitting there. So I got two components at two different times that I had to put together. And this is where you and I need to be, because if we allow negativity, if we continue to allow different things to hold us down, you're only hurting yourself. You're only hurting yourself. You're not in a place where you are moving. You may be moving, but you might be moving like a snail when God is telling you, I need you to run like a deer. When he's telling you, I got some things for you to get done for me. I have some assignments for you. I got some people that I need you to go in and talk to about my goodness or even share a testimony. But you're still in a snail-like state because you have not gotten to a place where you are separating the two. So we go back to the scripture where God separates them to a point where they never, ever come back into play. And we as humans have to get to that place. The first thing I want to sit and say to you all is that you, the best thing to do is to write down the things that you feel that you holding self-condemnation over on yourself. You need to sit and identify those. And once you identify them, however you want to, write them down, whatever, talk to God about it. If it's somebody that you need to go to and ask for forgiveness or ask yourself, look in the mirror and ask yourself if that's the case for forgiveness. I know when my father died at a young age in the Vietnam War, and because he was gone all the time, a little bit after I was born, he would come in and out for whatever reason. For whatever reason, in my mind, I used to think that my birth was the reason that my dad was gone, not knowing that he had to go off to war, not knowing that. So for years, when they came and they knocked on the door and said that he died and I would never see him again, I really thought that I was the reason. And don't ask me why right now, because I cannot tell you the answer. But I can tell you this, and those that's been around and have heard my voice for a while, you would know I said I used to just literally climb up on a tree and sit and ask God to forgive me. I would just talk to God and ask him to forgive me because it was my fault, not knowing what was really going on in this big adult world because I was a child. So I had that, and that went on with me until I was in the sixth grade. So that made me 11 or 12 years old. And it wasn't until I started receiving Bible studies and someone taking the time out to let me know, no, that wasn't the case. I don't know where you got that from. But the beauty of it is that I got an answer, and I got an answer at a young and early age, so I didn't have to carry that around all my life. I'm now 57 years old. I would be somewhere dead, buried, and gone if I continue to allow that to hinder me. So that I wanted to just throw that out because before I bring Apostle Temple on, but I just wanted to let you all know, sometimes you have to dig deep within and look at self first. Let self be the first person that you deal with, because in the moments that you're dealing with self, there are some things that you may see yourself that you put yourselves in situations. You voluntarily put yourselves in situations thinking that you were supposed to be doing this and doing that, but God was saying something different. So it turned and went into a different direction. So that's the first thing that I want you all to identify, and that's what I can testify to, being transparent, that I needed to get self out of the way first with a lot of things in my life. That's just one of the many, but I'm in a place right now where I can talk about those one of many and not have any shame about it and say today that I'm free as a butterfly that's just right, you know, flying around, and I have the ability, the potential to land wherever I want to land and know that I'm landing on solid and good ground. Turning it over to you. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all. My goodness. Do you know what? This is a topic to where, you know, I'm really going to be doing some depth teaching on and really taking it real deeper, because there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinterpretation and mislaying out pertaining to this word of forgiveness, you know, and so many people are still trapped in their life. They still trapped in their life because of the interpretation or their understanding of forgiveness, amen, and they still trapped, and they hold themselves hostage, and that's something that the enemy does. The enemy will hold individual hostage, especially when you don't get the correct understanding or the correct information. He's able to hold you hostage. He's able to hold you into that place, amen, and it causes so many people to be trapped, amen, because it's so, you know, Jesus put it as this. You know, when somebody slap you on one cheek, give them the other cheek, amen. Give them your other side as well, amen. And he's really was talking from a place of forgiveness. And this is where people got to understand. It's two areas of forgiveness. It's one area is spiritually, and it's another area naturally. And it's two areas of forgiveness. A lot of people operate in one of them. Some of them operate into the natural forgiveness, but don't operate into the spiritual forgiveness. Then you have some operate into the spiritual forgiveness, but they don't operate into the natural forgiveness. It's just two forms of forgiveness. So let's look at this form of natural forgiveness real quick, amen? And this is the form to where many people begin to walk over, you know, they begin to walk on, amen? Natural, you know, when people forgive natural, they pretty much, most of the time, they have not really truly forgave themselves. They just moved on in life because life was not stopping for nobody, and they begin to move on for that situation. But that situation still has effect on them. Understand this. Forgiveness really coming into a play because of what was done to you. You don't have nothing to forgive anything or to anybody about if it wasn't done to you. So many, if somebody done lied to you or stabbed you in the back, that's one thing. But do you forgive somebody because they did it to somebody else? You know, they lied on somebody else. Have you ever forgave somebody because they lied or they gossiped about somebody else? And you said, for that individual, I forgive you for talking about so-and-so, for lying on so-and-so, for stabbing so-and-so in the back. No, you won't even have no thought in that mindset because it wasn't done to who? It wasn't done to you. And that's what people really got to understand. This is a separation thing, amen? It wasn't done to you. So if it wasn't done to you or situation was done to you, how can you ask for forgiveness? Now this is natural forgiveness, amen? It's nothing to where you could tell that person I forgave you about. That person will look at you crazy like, well, you forgive me for what? I ain't do nothing to you, you know, so why you need to forgive me? It wasn't an issue, amen? Then you'll be like, well, you know, you remember you did that to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. They'll look at you quick. Well, you don't know the full story, amen? You don't know the full story, and that ain't none of your business or what me and so-and-so had going on. So you stepping out of your boundaries. So forgiveness is a personal thing that it deals with you. Understand this. It also deals with your perception, how you perceive. And it also deals with your level of love for yourself. Nobody cannot offend something that you don't even find offensive. Y'all hear me. No one cannot offend something in you or offend your life if you don't find anything offensive about it. Amen? It's kind of crazy to me to where people in life, they have this double standard. They got this double-headed snake that they got going on in their life because they feel offensive when somebody gossip and lie about them, but they don't feel offensive when they gossip and lie about somebody else. Amen? They don't feel offensive. Now, I'm going to get ready to take y'all a little deeper into this forgiveness. Understand this. Many people thinking that forgiveness, you know, forgiveness has a lot for you to forgive that person. has a lot. You the one walking in forgiveness, that's true. You the one that going to forgive that person to move on in your life, that's true. But guess what? Now let's look at the spiritual, just a glimpse into that. You know, the spirit realm cannot forgive you from that situation because why? You a liar yourself. You a backstabber yourself. You a cheater yourself. So now you got what's done to you because what the scripture declares, you reap what you sow, amen, you reap what you sow, then now you continue to do it. You just hurt because you got a dose of your own medicine. Now you got a dose of your own medicine. Now guess what? And they didn't play the game fair. You feel some type of way. Some many people walk with bitterness in their heart. They walk with so much in their heart, and they say, well, because this person done to me. And they cannot get set free. And the reason why they cannot get set free, because they are a gossiper themselves. So many people cannot get free for something that they are. But once it's done to you, a thief steals from everybody else, but the moment something gets stolen from him or her, now the whole world are in it. Now they feel violated, but they weren't thinking about all the violation that they did on somebody else. But yet they want that person that violated them. Amen? Here come a person that is grimy and dirty, just going around sleeping with everybody, married man and everybody, husband. Then when somebody violated you, now you feel violated. Amen? But you looking for apologies from everybody else, wanting everybody else and forgiveness, or you trying to clean your heart, I forgive you, but you doing the same thing. So forgiveness is also a form of repentance. A repentance to look upon yourself and look and examine your own ways to make sure that you ain't it. Amen? And make sure that you are not walking into that. Now, that's a form of, that's a spiritual a form of forgiveness. Amen? Because people want God to forgive them and ask God to forgive them, but yet, spiritualized, you still doing the same thing. So how can we walk in forgiveness, and if I got a beam or a stick in my eye, then I try to get you to deal with the one in your eye. The scripture tells me to deal with what's in my eye before I can get to somebody else, you know, before I can try to deal with somebody else. So many people are hurt because it's not because, my God Almighty, somebody doing you wrong, maybe you reaping what you sow. And this is the area that folks don't want to look at. All they want to look at, I've been a victim. I've been a victim. I've been a victim. They did this to me. They did this to me. And true, you do have the portion and the side that are victims of attack. Then you have this other side that they are not a victim. They reaping what they sow. Amen? And we got to understand that the two. And you got to be a person to where no matter what comes your way, and if you are a victim, you can't. What's going to mess you up if you go and play tit for tat? And if you begin to go and retaliate on individuals that did you wrong. So now your forgiveness is not authentic. So now you got to go and ask for forgiveness because just to show they did you wrong, you did them wrong for the heavens or for God to honor, my God Almighty, your form of repentance. Forgive me, baby. Forgive me, sister. Forgive me. Amen. And so many people will accept somebody else's forgiveness, but yet they feel justified, my God, because you did me wrong. This is the reason why I did that. The Bible will never tell you to do that. Amen. And so many people is locked, and they in walking around with depression and rejection, and they feel like everybody is doing them wrong, and they got these attitudes, and they snappy, and they coming at folks, and they got this going on, and they feel as though, this happened to me, that happened to me. I've been abused. I've been raped. I've been molested. I got all this going on inside of me. This is what the cause of me begin to lash out on somebody else. This is the cause of me begin. And this is why a lot of marriages and a lot of our relationship, amen, have so many issues going on to where they cannot move past, amen. And it's simply because, amen, they still locked into a place that they have not released, or they have not begin to ask the person that they did wrong to forgive them, amen. Or they begin to look for forgiveness or repentance from the area that they did somebody else wrong. So now you're still locked. And this is the thing to keep people get bound in the spirit realm, and the enemy begin to use it as hostage. Everybody doing your wrong. Ain't no good man's around here. And ain't no good woman's around here. Ain't nobody around here good. Ain't nobody around here is all that there and all that there and ain't that this here. So now, instead of you receiving the blessing and God giving you what you deserve, you don't mess that up. Because why? Now you got to treat everybody else like you've been treated. Ain't no good, so I'm going to treat you like y'all ain't no good. I ain't no good, man. I'm going to treat that man, I'm going to treat that woman like they ain't no good around here. Amen? So guess what? Now it becomes personal. So now your forgiveness or unforgiveness or you not changing your ways or you not staying focused and you want to look back on the past and allow that to affect you, now you don't mess up your blessing. And so many people get upset with God because they don't messed up their own blessing and their own law, and they mad with God because they've been a victim. They've been a victim at one point, then the victim turned into the person that do the hunting. I'm going to say that again. There was the victim, then they turned into a place of doing the hunting. Why? See, it's a lot of things that came my way and the lies and slanders and all this kind of stuff here. Imagine if I went on blast and just blasted everybody about their dirty laundry, their no good self, and all this kind of stuff here with their lying, no good, and they dirty laundry self. I did this, pastor did this, I got this, we did this, we brought you out, and you got a nerve to do this here. Guess what I just did? Amen. I just went on an attack that it wasn't godly ordained. So now I'm in the same boat with who? With them. So now when it's to me and say, well, I want to get it right. I apologize for what I did. Guess what? If I don't apologize back because of the slander, what I did, guess what happened? I still be in the same boat as if I don't did something at the start of everything, and now their life is going prosper, and I'm looking at them sideways, and I'm looking at God like, wait a minute, I was the victim here. Yeah, you was the victim, then you turned into the hunted because you didn't walk with forgiveness or the fruits of the Spirit. So now that blessing that was on your life, because that person, my God Almighty, went and get their stuff together, it was a transference that happened, and now you are not walking into the things that you deserve. Man, do y'all see how deep this stuff is? This is deep. Now you are not walking into the things that you deserve. Somebody else deserves your blessing. How many of you, let me talk to some of y'all people for a second. How many of you, you know good and well that was your car, that was your blessing, that was your house. You know good and well that this was your season, this was my thing, and you're seeing your enemies and your haters at one point, amen, that was your enemies and haters. You seeing them, my God, being blessed. They got everything going on, but they just stabbed me. They just lied on me. They just did this. They no good self. My God, what's in your heart? What's in your heart that God said I can't touch? What's in you that says I cannot touch? Forgiveness is simply because it's simple. It's a simpler thing saying you cannot affect me. You cannot affect me because I got to feed you with a long-handled spoon. That doesn't mean I don't forgive you. That means I walk with wisdom. Why? Because I know what you are capable of doing. So I'm going to walk with wisdom, keep you at bay, but your presence cannot affect me. Satan's presence could not affect God. Why? Because God already walked into a place of forgiveness, and forgiveness who? Satan, amen? And he could not affect God when he examined himself or came in heaven himself. God did not have no flashback and say, you better get your tail up out of here. No, his presence could not affect God because true forgiveness come into a place to where you cannot affect me. You cannot affect me what you've done. You cannot affect, you ain't going to trigger certain type of emotions, amen, when I see you, amen. How many of you baby mamas still got some issues with the baby daddy? And as soon as the baby daddy show up, there go that old no good man, ain't doing nothing, ain't helping, ain't doing nothing. Sister, let me tell you something. Forgive that brother, because at the end of the day, you holding up the father that is your provider to be a blessing to you, because I don't know why I'm over here, because you are worrying about what that baby daddy, my God, is doing. You got to understand he or she got to pay for their own debt. Don't you get caught up into that emotional, the emotional thing because of what is done to you, and you stopping what God needs to do for you because
of your outlook or what somebody done to you. You got to understand it's people's choices to have an opinion about you. It's people's choices if they want to be faithful to you. It's people's choices if they want to be loyal to you. It's their choice if they want to lie on you. It's their choice if they want to stab you in your back. It's their choice, my God, if they want to wring your name down in the mud. But the thing about it is, that may be their choice, but who is your provider? Who is the one that's going to take care of you? I got a question to ask you. If you want a multiple question, my God almighty, when you're by yourself, who pushed you through? When you didn't know how you're going to get through, who pushed you through? When you didn't know what to do, who brought you through? You didn't know how this going to pan out, who paid some bills? You didn't know where it's going to come from. How you, my God, where did it came from? My God almighty. So you're going to let Bobo and Toto and Pookie Nim and Choo Choo Nim and all of them to mess up what you have because what they done did to you? You got to understand something. A poverty-minded person, they're going to always bring your name in the mud. They're going to always have something negative to say because, my God, at the end of the day, that's just be the enemy using them trying to stop you where God finished. Take you. I don't see so many people that came at the door for their blessing and they don't louse what somebody said about them, how they felt about them, rumors to stop them, my God almighty, for entering in. Why? Because you don't took matters in your own hands. And when you took matters in your own hands, guess what you did? You had God to stand back. Stop it. Stop allowing people. Forgiveness is for you and it's not, my God, not only for you, it's for everybody that is around you. If you don't walk into a place of success and begin to live, forgive the haters and all that, the haters gonna end up one day come to their senses and they're gonna get things right and they're gonna the blessing that it should have been on your life. Let me get out of here. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, what is there to say? I can sit and tell you, it all goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. I mean, we have to identify self. We have to identify self and again, get into that mindset, like Apostle Temple just said, that we can't allow people, places, or things to take away what God has for us. And forgiveness is for us. He just stated it. Forgiveness is for the person, for you, for self. And we need to grab hold to that because I one will sit and like he said, the first thing he said, when people, because you might have been in a place and people are doing this and doing that, you find yourself asking them for forgiveness, asking them for forgiveness for something that you didn't even have anything to do with. And that's because in tradition, that's how we're taught. That's how we're taught to do. You ask for forgiveness because, oh, I did this or I did this, but it makes sense. If you had nothing to do with it, then why are you asking for forgiveness? Why are you taking on another burden? Or why are you taking on something or holding yourself down for something that you had absolutely nothing to do with? You might have yourself been the victim of circumstances. But I learned today that's not something that I need to do. It's not something that I need to concern myself with anymore. It's for me to just go ahead and add another pair of running shoes on and keep running. Instead of worrying about this, that, or another, or worrying about whatever, you know. So I'm so grateful for the teachings that God is putting in front of us at this point in time. And I'm just praying that each and every person that's on this line is, again, receiving it. I'm not begging you to receive it. I'm just saying to you that right now God is doing some marvelous, some teaching that you probably didn't realize all of your life because somebody has told you differently. As I said, I thought I needed to keep asking God every day, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me for you taking my daddy. Forgive me, because I might have felt something and he never came back. And that kept me in bondage. It kept me in bondage, but I said, again, I'm free today. And then the other learning lessons that I received today. So, again, as we continue to move on, as God continues to pour these different words into our lives during this season right now, I sit and encourage you to take note and not just take the notes, apply the notes to your life. Ask yourself, what I heard today, where do I fit in into what was said today? Because see, one thing about God knows our needs. He knows our wants. He knows everything. What may not apply to me may apply to Minister Chiquita. It may apply to Mother OG. You never know who God is speaking to. It may apply to you, South Africa. We don't know what everybody is going through, but we know that what God knows. God knows. And I'm just thankful for the obedience, the spirit of obedience, because we never know. All we need to do is continue to act. And right now, God knows that many multitudes need to know about the word of forgiveness and how to take this word and apply it into your day. It's another one of those things. Yesterday we talked about Colossians 3 when God said, put on the new clothes. Forgiveness is a clothes. It's something that you need to wear. It's something that you need to wear, and you need to know, you know, when to apply it into your life. You need to know that. So, again, we just thank Apostle Temple for allowing Holy Spirit to use him and to bring out some things that you and I may have not known. I'm going to speak for an evangelist, you know, but whatever, because I got to go back and apply this to my journal, because I am very guilty of that. You can call me and say whatever, and I'll be like, oh, you know, because I'm thinking that if I don't say this, then my blessing's getting blocked. But now I'm seeing if I don't have anything to do with it, then I got to sit and look at you like Scooby-Doo. What are you talking about? So, again, Apostle, I thank you for bringing that nugget out, because it's something that I need to apply. And I'm more than sure if we had an open forum here, a lot of people would be getting on the line saying the same thing, because it's not something that's known, because it's not something that's taught. I'm going to share this one testimony, and then I'm going to get off. When I grew up, the way that I grew up, if my brothers and my sisters did not clean up the house or whatever, we all got in trouble. Or if they did something, we all was held accountable for each other's situation. So we constantly, every time you turned around, it was like, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And on today, I'm able to sit here many, many moons ago now and say, okay, you was basically kept in bondage. You was basically in a place. You was basically, trained to entertain something that really wasn't your battle, that really wasn't your situation. You were doing what you were supposed to do, but this is how life has trained us. And I'm grateful that the Holy Spirit is teaching us something new. Remember, I told you all, Apostle Temple told us in the prophecy, God is doing something new. Hold on to that. Sleep on it. Don't slumber on it. It may be things that you might be saying, oh, God should be, or he needs to be talking about something else. God meets us just where we're at. God knows that there are some releases that need to take place in this date and time in order for you to continue to march forward, run forward, skip forward, however you need to get, jump over some people to get to that reward. So don't sit and don't sleep. Don't sit and say, oh, we should be talking about. No, we're going to talk about what God say talk about. And at this point in time, God is trying to get people to understand exactly who he is and what his love is about. And there are some attachments that come to that you need to know so you can start knocking them off. Blinders can start coming out. Ears, your ear gates can start. You can open up your ears and hear what God is sitting and he's saying to you. The words that come out of your mouth will not be words of negativity, but be words that are acceptable to God. God is doing a new thing. He's building. He's remolding some people. There's a new transition taking on. And we all need to be in a place to receive it. Apostle Temple, is there anything you would like to say to conclude this segment today? Okay, so we are going to I'm sorry. There you go.
Oh, amen. Yes. No, I just, you know, we people of God got to understand that you know, the true level of forgiveness is moving on past their emotions. And there's a lot of times, a lot of things that is affecting so many people's emotions to where they are not able to move on. You got to have to understand that everything in life, you know, is capable of moving on. It's capable of moving to the next phase, the next level, or going to the next journey. That's how the creation is. That's how time is. That's how God created time to move. He created the night, the day, everything to move. And you got to be able to move past, amen, the things that was done to you. And understand this. I'm going to give you all something. Let me tell you something. I don't care what folks portray or what they tell you. If people are very conniving and cunning and they just liars and they just users and manipulators, that's why you got to be very careful to get in a true person and begin to do them wrong. Your life. People don't understand the years of sentence that they will put on their life of hardship. Hardship. I don't care who you are. It's no one can. People ask me, say, well, you know how so and so. I stop them. I say, you don't have to tell me. I already know how folks are doing because I know what the Word of God says. I know what the Bible says. Trust me. You know, don't think these people, folks out there perpetrating, they got, no. In other words, what I'm saying, don't you be in the same boat. Don't you get out there and experience it and say, yep, I already know, Pastor, what Pastor's saying. Don't you get into that boat because your life won't prosper. You won't prosper. Things that God, spiritually and naturally, you won't prosper. You'll begin to have problems. You could be a sold-out person, man of God, a woman of God, health is declining. Your spiritual health, your natural health declining. It seems like things are declining, then prospering. Because I could troubleshoot somewhere in your life that you didn't do something right, and you didn't go back or try to get it right and really get the forgiveness or to move on to clean it up. I could troubleshoot and I could show you that it's somewhere in your life that you messed up. And God, and you still got a sentence from the Lord over your head. So you be careful, because you never know who you come in your life and could be an angel or God sent person that you choose not to entertain, or you choose later on to betray or backstab. You got to be careful. You got to be careful, because at the end of the day, you could be messing yourself up. And you're going to try to figure out. And so many church people, so many saints and people that is in the body of Christ and church, you know, that does that. And first thing they say, oh, the devil is attacking me. As soon as I stepped out, as soon as I did that, here come the devil. Here come the devil. He doing this. He doing that. No, baby, not everything is the devil. And a lot of people don't take accountability of their own actions and what they've done. And you the one messing up your prosperity and things in life. That's why I choose not to. I choose not to. I choose not to retaliate. I choose not to come back and hurt and play tip for tat. I choose not to. Because why? I'm not going to allow folks to mess up my blessing and mess up my walk with God. You, evangelist.
Amen. What a word. We are on this love and forgiveness thing. You all continue to tune in. Have someone else come in with you tomorrow. Continue to enjoy your day. This is a wonderful Wednesday. Don't let nobody stop your praise, because remember, we are doing it for who? Our Father, our Abba, our Daddy. We leave you with peace and love on this day. Have a joyous, wonderful Wednesday. Peace.